Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. And the website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget all the different things you can do there on the website. It's a veritable feast for small business. Over 1,000 archives. The daily show is available live and as a simulcast, as well as on the radio, of course, but it also is available for 24 hours after we go off the air, and this Friday show is up all weekend, and so all kinds of stuff. There are hundreds of articles, including some by our guest this half hour, our good friend Brad Huskin, one of our top salesmanship experts, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and a brand new book that's going to be out real soon, which he's going to launch on this show, and he'll tell you about that in just a minute. Brad Huskin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be back with you, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, I can see where it would be a pleasure to be on this show, Brad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can think of nowhere else I'd rather be.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
We got 8 inches of fresh powder here in Denver and a wonderful drive-in, and now I'm with you.
and God is in his heaven, and all is right with the world, right?
Exactly.
Brad, I wrote an article one time titled, Small Business Doesn't Have to Be Where Sales Training Goes to Die.
Well, and I wrote an article once saying that sales training is a habit, not just an occasion.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about, remember Ozzie Smith, the shortstop for the Cardinals back in the last century? And you know, they used to say that when he played shortstop, that was where base hits went to die.
Exactly.
And so that was a good thing for the defense. But in small business, we don't have to – so much of what happens in small business – let me put it this way. So much of what doesn't happen in small business is often because somebody didn't get the right kind of training, especially in sales, because you and I know, and we'll say as long as we live, that nothing happens until somebody sells something.
Exactly, and that's where I just recommend that people use every minute that they have of spare time to try to improve their skills. And I've always said that people don't just want money out of their jobs. And as a business owner, if you can create an environment of personal growth and development, I really think you're going to be successful no matter what you're selling.
You know, one of the lessons, one of the things I've said for a long time now, Brad, is that there are many things that big businesses do that we're much better at them at than they are. But one of the things but there are some things that they do that we need to pay attention to. We need to be more like them. And that is in the area of one of the main areas is in the area of training. Big businesses do an outstanding job of training their people. They make sure that when their people go into the marketplace, that they've got the goods. And unfortunately, small businesses don't do that. And one of the reasons I think is because we feel like, especially with regard to a salesperson, if they're studying, if they're reading, and they're not selling, then they're not productive for us. They're wasting our money.
Well, that's exactly right. And I've always said that you can't always buy right, and you can't always have the best merchandise, can't always have the best location, best sales staff, best advertising, best this, best that. But by gosh, as an independent, you can always sell right and treat the customer right.
That's right.
Exactly. And, you know, many business owners have to realize that money isn't the number one thing that people want out of their jobs. The number one thing that I think people want out of their jobs is the ability to be and or feel successful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we aren't providing them with those tools to be and or feel successful or challenging them to reach new levels of productivity, then we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
You know, and back to this thing about training, about the importance of investing in training and what seems like unproductive time when the people are out of the field, so to speak, learning how to be better at what they do. It reminded me of a story that I observed, actually a situation I observed growing up. I knew two different farmers. One of them kept his equipment well-maintained, but he often didn't get to the field till late in the morning because he was busy working on his equipment, make sure it was in good shape. And then there was the other farmer who was always out early, but he never did a good job of maintaining his equipment. So all during the day, his equipment was breaking down. And the other farmer who kept good equipment, but worked on it a little bit before he got started every morning, his equipment never broke down. So at the end of the day, he actually produced more than the other farmer had.
Well, that's a great analogy, and that's exactly right in sales as well. That you work on your equipment early in the day, and
yep,
it will serve you well.
Absolutely. Even though in the beginning of the day, it looked like he wasn't getting anything done. And I think that's the analogy we ought to think about when we think about training our people. They'll pick up the pace and recover that lost time in spades if you'll just train them a little bit. Quick break, right back with Brad Huskin, 20 Till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Brad Huskin. Brad, tell us where we can find you online.
Well, we're at www.iastraining.com.
iastraining.com. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, we've got a free newsletter that is called Sales Insight that we're more than happy to email or fax to people every week with a selling tip of the week.
It's outstanding.
And we've got all of our products and tapes, and we've got audio tapes and video tapes, and we're converting to DVD and CDs over the holiday season here. And we're going to launch the new book called Munchies for Salespeople, Selling Tips You Can Sink Your Teeth Into.
Yeah, that's going to be out, what, in January?
It's supposed to be ready to ship January 2nd.
Okay, so we're going to launch, we're going to launch it on this show then
absolutely,
in a month or so, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
So check that out, folks, and get ready for that one. And now, I know you also work with people all over the country to help them with their salespeople. And if somebody wanted to contact you about using your services, they can find out more about that at the website?
Yeah, the website, or you can call 800-248-7703.
I know you work with a lot of different industries, but you really focus heavily on the retail industry, don't you, and hospitality?
Yeah, we focus on the emotional retail businesses of musical instruments, jewelry, furniture, apparel, and those kinds of things.
Why did you call it emotional?
Well, because it's more of an emotional purchase, because these are lifestyles that people are dealing with. I mean, a guy that plays the piano, loves to play the piano, and hangs out with people that play the piano, and it's the way they live. Same thing with jewelry. It's a very emotional purchase because you're probably celebrating a special event or an occasion or an anniversary or getting married or, any of those kinds of things.
So you're saying it's not something they need, it's something they want.
Exactly.
And therein lies, and my audience knows, Brad, they're saying, here he goes again, he's going to get back on his needs versus wants soapbox, but it is true, and it is a soapbox for me because what I've said, Brad, for a long time is that the more we focus on giving people what they want, that's the customized stuff. That's the stuff that they don't have to have it, they just want it. And but once it gets to that emotional state, as you said, then the price point is pushed way down the list of important things, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And the only thing that people actually have to have is food, shelter, and clothing. Everything else is the fringe stuff.
That's right.
And it's things that people want, no matter what business you're in, whether it's landscaping or selling industrial goods or any of those things. It's all an emotional purchase.
And that's one of the things that we need to be training our salespeople about, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And it's to focus in on the emotional reason why people are buying. And that's where relationships are built and friendships are built and listening to the customer. I've always said that listening is far more important than talking when it comes to sales.
Yeah.
And people just don't listen anymore. So.
Well, and not only, and you know what, beyond listening, once you listen and once you hear and you record the information, remembering and reminding, that's another key to building relationships. That's all part of selling, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and that's where some of us have to cheat by having computer database programs where we can make notes,
Brad,
so that we have little reminders.
Brad, around here we call that tools. We don't call that cheating. It's a tool.
Yes, it is. That's a sales tool.
That's right.
In order to help us remember some of the things about our customers.
Yeah, if you stop, for old guys like me, you stop preaching and started meddling now.
That's exactly right.
but seriously, this is all part of the sales training, is letting, because, you know, Brad, if you can't explain to your salespeople, if you can't get them to understand, if they're selling for small businesses, they've got to be able to discuss and sell and promote and deliver the whole relationship of doing business with a small business. It's the only way they can deal with you being more expensive than the big box company.
Well, that's exactly right, and I've been preaching here lately that if I could get salespeople to do a little self-analysis after every sales presentation, asking themselves what they could have done a little bit different, a little bit better to have improved the quality and or the quantity of the sale, then they would take the responsibility on themselves.
Well, and the beauty of that is, and this is one of the coolest things that I ever learned, every post-call analysis is a pre-call analysis.
That's exactly right.
Unless you decided not to sell anymore. If you're going to talk to a customer in a few minutes or an hour or the next day, every post-call analysis is a pre-call analysis.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's what we need to do to improve our skills. And, you know, I don't know if I told you in the past or not, I had a great sales manager when I worked for one of the companies that I worked for, and this guy sat me down after I'd been with this company for 4 or 5 years, and said, I got to ask you a question. Do you have 5 years of experience at this company, or do you have 3 years that you've relived five times? Heavy question.
Yeah.
So, and
I hit you right between the eyes, too.
Exactly. And the truth of the matter was I probably had 1 or 2 or 3 years experience that I just kept doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And kind of challenged me to get out of that rut.
What do you think you were doing that caused you to be in that rut?
Oh, probably just thinking that I knew everything because, you know, back when you're young and your 20s, you know everything.
Of course.
And then as you get into your 30s and 40s, you realize that...
you don't know anything.
The information changed. It's not that we didn't know anything. They moved the
goalpost on us, didn't they?
Exactly. So as we get older, we get wiser, and we learn that...
Hopefully
you learn that you can never have enough education, you can never have enough knowledge.
Right. Well said. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with us for one more segment right after these messages. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Brad Huskin is our guest. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and his new book, Munchies for Salespeople. Is that right?
Munchies for Salespeople, selling tips you can sink your teeth into.
All right. That's coming out real soon. We'll tell you about that later on.
Absolutely.
Brad, one of the things, you know, somebody's out there saying right now, okay, you guys, I hear you talking about I need to train my salespeople, but I don't know anything about it. I don't know anybody who does. I can't afford to send my people, you know, to the next town, the next big town over for a day or a day and a half or 2 days or whatever. I got a brochure in here the other day, but they want $500 per person plus expenses, and the guy's out of the field for a day or two. I can't afford that. You know what, Brad? I can't argue with them about that because I believe them. They're right.
Well,
in some ways, they can't afford it. In some ways, they can't afford not to, but you and I both know that you can get sales training right now a lot easier than it used to be.
Well, and the guy said to me at a convention that, you know, what if I spend all this money on training and then my people leave? And I said to him, well, what if you don't spend all this money on training and they stay?
That'd be worse.
It would be worse. And training is so inexpensive today. If you just go to a library... I mean, you can check out library books on sales and salesmanship. If you go to a bookstore, there's things available. You know, we have audio tapes that are, you know, $149, and you know, it's very inexpensive to train your people. If you want to get the training and if you want the resources, they're available to you.
Well,
even through your trade journals.
And the chambers of commerce offer sales training programs during the year. The local universities have continuing education organizations that bring salespeople in. And if they don't, if you haven't seen one lately, ask them about it. Tell them that you're interested. That's how these things get started sometimes.
Absolutely. If you just keep your antennas up, so to speak, and start listening and watching and see what's going on in your community, it'll be available to you.
There's also a lot of sales training available online, isn't there?
Sure. Yeah, there's tons of them. And if it's just a matter of getting my newsletter every week, that's something.
That's one of the things. Of course, that's free. That didn't cost anything.
No, that's free. All you got to do is open your email every week. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yet some people don't do that, and they don't read it. But
but there's also, you know, there are local resources. There are people in almost every community that I know of that have some sales background, that have some sales training. Maybe somebody you know that maybe that's not even what they do full time, but you just know they've had some good training. Maybe they could come in and spend a little time with your people. Maybe like an hour after work, once a week for a few months.
Yeah, and even if people look within their own organizations, I'm sure that they have people that are experts in certain areas, and too often the message doesn't get passed around from employee to employee.
Right.
If they just have a meeting every week with the entire staff, there's a wealth of knowledge and information just among their own organization.
Brad, as we wrap up the hour, we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about using our time wisely. What are some tips that you've got to make sure that we use our time wisely?
Well, I would suggest, as I said, that after every sales presentation, you do a little bit of self-analysis. I'd suggest maybe one night, two nights a week, you turn off the TV and do something to improve yourself, whether it be through sales training or financial skills or, whatever areas, whether it's rearing your children or just improving quality of life issues. And I think it's going to pay off in the long run. That too often we just sit back and we react to things that happen to us, not causing things to happen through how we react to things. And I think if people just take a position that I'm not going to put up with it anymore, and I'm going to be a little bit above average, and I'm going to take responsibility for myself and my own success, then they will have that success because, you know, there's tons of opportunity out there.
I call that meeting the world halfway.
Exactly.
You know, the world is going to get to you eventually. And if you're just, you know, wandering around here like a, you know, like a wounded duck in the water or something, the world's going to get to you, but once it gets to you, it's on its terms. If you meet the world halfway, you got a fighting chance of making things turn out on your terms, don't you?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's one of the great things about the country that we live in is that you're responsible for your own destiny, and you can have it all or you can not have anything. So,
well, you know, if you travel abroad, as you have and as I have, you realize how fertile the entrepreneurial soil is over here in the United States, don't you?
Well, it really is, and I can't stress to people enough that if they, you know, I've been telling people, you know, find your passion and follow your dreams, and if they're not passionate about what they're doing, then go do something else that you can be passionate about.
Yeah.
And you will be successful. I know you're passionate about your show, and I'm passionate about training, and it shows.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, Brad, give us your website one more time.
It's www.iastraining.com.
Thanks, Brad. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim. All right, take care.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, keep seeking excellence. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.